da. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
We're back. It's the top of the hour, 11 o'clock hour here on Saturday night. And we are Crystal the Rock, and we want you all to know that we are celebrating 5 years of bringing you music with a message. And that message is unequivocally Jesus Christ. And that's the only reason that we've been given a platform. So again, we are Crystal the Rock. I am Pastor Mark D. Ingram, pastor of the Words of Life Christian Center in Hearst, Texas. And before we get this ball rolling tonight on our topic for tonight, let's reintroduce our team members in studio tonight. To my immediate right, go ahead, Mr. Rick, introduce yourself.
Well, anyways, my name is Ricky Vargas. I live in Hearst, Texas. You can contact me at overflowwithglory@gmail.com.
Okay. Brother Guillermo.
My name is Guillermo Morales, doctor in physical therapy. Work in Arlington Physical Therapy in Arlington, Texas. Arlington.physical-therapy.com. Phone number there is 817-466-7276. And you can contact us anytime there.
Okay. And I am Pastor Mark Ingram. You all got my information earlier. Again, there are a couple of places. Ricky said Mark D. Yeah. Ingram. There are a couple of places you all can hit us up. You can go to the Crystal the Rock website. You can also hear us live at thewordfm.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page, Crystal the Rock/Dallas. And then you will see our smiling faces, and you will even see some video of us on our Facebook page. So please feel free to hit us up there. Before we get rolling with the topic of the night, because our topic tonight is heaven, and this is something that we've all heard about at one point in time. I got some information that I want to get across to everybody. We have an esteemed minister that it's really a blessing to see that he still has his life, his health, and his strength, and he still ministers the Word of God effectively. His name is Otis Clark, Bishop Otis Clark, and he and his team consisting of Pastors Gwyneth and Pastor Star Williams, as well as our very own Miss Tina, they will be at the North Church in Carrollton, Texas, off of Beltline at 6 o'clock p.m. Is it this Sunday? This Sunday, or that's a week from tonight, the 29th. That is a week from tonight, the 29th, 6 o'clock p.m., the North Church in Carrollton off of Beltline. And so if you would really like to be inspired, if you would really like to be ministered to, this is one of, if not the last living survivor of the Azusa Street Revival. He is 107 years old. That's amazing. That's a blessing. And to put that in perspective, that's older than the state of Oklahoma. If you really want to put that in perspective, that's probably
that's older.
Yeah, that's older than probably most of you listening, and then combine your parents' age.
Exactly.
Think about that for a second. You know, and so with that said, we definitely want to get that news out to y'all. That might be something that you're interested in. But tonight, we're going to go ahead and get rolling, team, and we're going to talk about heaven. Let's get this ball rolling, Mr. Guillermo. Heaven. Why heaven? Let's talk to the listeners about heaven. What is heaven? Why are we talking about heaven? And how does this relate to them? Let's kind of get this ball rolling downhill for a bit. You have the mic, my friend.
Because everybody has in their mind that they're going to make it to heaven somehow or another, either whatever religion may be. Many people think about heaven is this. Some people say, well, it is a state of mind. Mm-hmm. Or it's just right now in the earth, and this is depend how you live and depend how you do in life, and et cetera, et cetera. And it's not really that. The Bible has totally different perspective about heaven and definition. It's an actual place.
Yeah.
So that's why I've been interested in this topic for for a while, probably since I became a believer. And what's the difference between heaven, hell, and the other religion? What they speak about the perfect place?
Yeah, a lot of people think it's a symbolic place.
Yes,
a lot of people think that it's symbolism involved, whereas you use your imagination. And what I find pretty interesting is this: we have so many depictions of what heaven is, but nobody has ever been qualified enough to go there, then come back to say what it is.
I'm going to translate what he said, because something just came to my mind about we're not here to judge anybody or attack any religion, but some people believe there's purgatory.
Right. That's good, right?
And so El ministro Guillermo estaba hablando del tema de la gloria, honra el reino del Señor, ¿verdad? Todos pensamos que vamos a llegar ahí. Buscamos una manera de hacer obras buenas o ayudar a la gente o cualquier otra cosa, ¿verdad? Porque uno no bebe, uno no fuma, uno no hace drogas. Uno piensa que uno va a entrar a ese reino, pero no es así la cosa. Muchos pensamos que uno se muere y se va a un lugar donde un purgatorio, donde ahí lo están uno esperando hasta que venga el tiempo, a uno lo sacan de ahí y lo llevan al reino de Dios, pero así, eso es una decepción del enemigo. I was telling the people that when I was a Catholic, they would tell me that there was purgatory. And we will be there and then it will be taken up. And that's a lie from the devil.
Right.
And so I thought like that. My aunts still think like that.
Yep.
They read the rosary and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't judge their religion or whatever.
Right.
But that veil needs to come out of their eyes.
Right.
And so I learned that. But I didn't really, really believe that. I didn't believe that because I was not living right.
Okay.
But I would do good deeds.
Okay.
I would help people.
Okay.
Give people money.
Okay.
You know, and stuff. And to try to cover and make it
up. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, you know what? That's a topic that I think we're going to talk about a little bit down in the future, because when we start talking about purgatory and what people think, that's really in some people's mind a definition of hell. And I think that's a real good topic that we can conjure up, and I think we're going to break that down in a few weeks. But I definitely want to talk about heaven in a sense of, and I want y'all's opinion on this. What opinions or thoughts have you all had specifically, either growing up, it could be tradition, it could be your upbringing. What have you imagined as best you could heaven to be like? Because I know there's somebody out there thinking, that's something to think about. Or they either have a preconceived notion of what heaven is. And so do either one of you have, and I'm being serious here, what are your thoughts of what heaven is like?
Well, the thought that we have growing up, I grew up Catholic, of course, in Chile, growing up in Chile, you think that Saint Peter, is in the door of heaven, because Jesus told him, well, here you have the keys of the kingdom of God.
Wow. And
so
I never thought
you
that.
Thought about, there was a door, a big gate, Peter was standing at the door, and he let you in or let you out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Hmm. And that accord the pen, and then on the other side, there was angels playing harps. That was the picture that you have growing up, playing harps, and they let people in. You know, your grandmother, of course, when I make it there, your grandfather, after everything bad he did, but then repented and went to heaven, and he did a lot of good deeds, raised you up, and so on and so forth. So, dependent. And it was a very big saying in Chile, saying, okay, you just won heaven because you did, you helped your grandmother or whatever, or you're making it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you did your good deeds.
So, people, in your estimation, Brother Guillermo, you're saying that part of your thoughts of heaven have been a place that you could possibly reunite to see loved ones, maybe that have gone before you.
Yes.
Okay. What about you, Pastor Rick?
I was told the same thing, basically. But to be honest, I never really thought about heaven. nor hell.
Really?
Yeah. Nor nothing. I just thought about living life. You know, you die, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like an animal dies, and you get buried, and that's it.
Okay. Hmm.
And never heard about that. I mean, never thought about heaven. What they told you about Peter with the keys, they told me that, but I didn't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you die, and that was it.
Okay.
Was I an atheist? I don't know. I didn't believe. I knew there was a God, but I didn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't think about it. You know when I thought about it? When I got saved.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in Catholic school, so I was there 13 years.
That's when my eyes were open.
Yeah.
You know, there is a Father in heaven. There's a home for me up there.
Well, I guess growing up, the only thing I always used to think about is everybody was, for some reason, everybody was always dressed in white. There were going to be a lot of clouds.
We see movies like that, right?
Yeah. And then a big gate.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's all you generally saw. You just saw this big gate.
Uh-huh.
But I've never been able to, if I'm being honest, I've never been able to picture heaven. And I think that's a good place for us to start, because nobody can really imagine. The Bible tells us, eye has not seen, ear has not heard what God has prepared for those that love him.
Yeah.
And so the reality then becomes, anything that we have thought or daydreamed or dreamed heaven to be, we're still missing the
mark. Come close.
It doesn't even come
close.
You know
those pictures that my mom had in the living room? You would see an old man with white long hair.
That's St. Peter.
I would pray to that, right? And that was God, the Father.
Yeah.
And that's what they would teach us.
Uh-huh.
And you would see, that's how God looks like.
Okay.
And you know, and it's always trying to get some kind of imagining how heaven looks like.
Yeah.
And then you would see movies and all that stuff.
Right. And so what we have, gentlemen, really is all of our efforts so far. It could be us talking about it as a team. It could be what we see on TV, what we see portrayed in the movies, or even artwork. But the reality is this. Every interpretation of what heaven is off the mark.
Yeah.
And we're going to let Brother Guillermo take that over and translate what we're saying right now in Spanish.
Lo que estamos tratando de decir aquí es que todos tenemos una misconcepción, algo totalmente diferente de lo que realmente es el cielo descrito en la Biblia. Muchas religiones, mucha gente tiene sus opiniones, lo vemos en televisión todo el tiempo. Hollywood trata de perpetrar el cielo de una manera que hay una entrada, hay una reja grandísima ahí, que está San Pedro esperándola afuera con las llaves del cielo, y lo deja entrar porque uno hizo buenas cosas, ayudó a la abuelita, ayudó a los tíos, dio plata a la iglesia o cualquier organización de beneficencia, etcétera, y por eso uno puede entrar al cielo, pero no realmente por lo que Dios hace por uno.
Okay, so the first myth that we want to attack tonight, and this is probably one of the most important myths that we will debunk tonight, will be this one. There are many that believe that to get to heaven, it takes being good. And we want to get that straight right now. And it's not as if we're being dogmatic. It's not as if we're making the rules. But what I tell people all the time is, you know, there's no sense arguing and fussing with a Christian about how to get to heaven when we didn't make the rules. God made the rules.
Exactly.
You know, he made the rule, period. And a lot of people think, okay, to make it to heaven, the first thing that you normally hear is, you know, I'm good, or I don't do, and that's got absolutely nothing to do with
nothing.
Well, you know
you
what,
Pastor
heaven. Mark, I've heard people say that, a statement that I don't drink.
Right, right.
I don't do drugs.
I haven't killed anybody.
No, I'm a good person. I mind my own business. I'm faithful to my wife. I love my kids. I respect my parents. And I don't need us. You know, when you try to minister to people about the Lord, they say that, what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. I mean, I'm like the rich young ruler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The Bible, the story in the Bible talks about the rich young ruler.
And we want to paint this picture tonight of what being good will get you. Because we have to understand who we're going to spend forever with in his presence. God is holy. He is perfect. He is righteous. He is pure. every one of us that have hit this planet, we are not that.
Exactly.
We have missed that mark. And just because we were born into this world, that automatically qualifies us to hell. And so to get to this heaven that we're talking about, God has made one rule that we have to follow. When we talk about being good is not the way to get to heaven. Accepting Jesus Christ as his son, your savior, our savior, is the only way to get to heaven. And then accepting him is simply a byproduct that will produce you doing good. And so before you all introduce these next couple of songs, and we're going to come right back and jump into this segment, being good will get you a first class seat on the next plane to hell. That's
right.
What being good will get you, a hot seat in hell. And so we want you all to hang on to that, because we're coming back to why being good isn't the way, but Jesus is the way to get to where we all would like to go. Although none of us have been there, it cannot be described, because all of us in some sort of way or fashion, man, if you're in love with this world that we're living in, that's a bad place to be. And there's got to be someplace better. And so, Brother Guillermo, before we kind of do our next tag on out, I want you to give us a heads up on the next couple of songs that are about to come to our listeners' ears.
Okay, el siguiente segmento va a presentar dos canciones. Tenemos Alejandro de Bosque, Tú Eres Mi Dios. Y después tenemos a Juanpa y Lenny, Santo Santo. Todo esto en 100.7 de Word FM o FM en CristoTheRock.com. También lo pueden escuchar.
Alrighty, so we got us a pretty good show going tonight. We are looking at the topic and we are talking about it. You all feel free to log on to Christo the Rock, CRISTO, The Rock /Dallas on the Facebook page. And then you all will be able to talk to us or send us messages ASAP. Whereas we're sitting here, you shoot us a message. If you don't shoot it too late, we'll get right back to you as we're sitting here on the air. And so we're looking for that. And while we're talking, some of us can do a couple of things at the same time. So test us. Put something on our Facebook page. And if we don't get right back to you, then we slow. Don't hold it against us. You listening to Christo the Rock, KWRD, 100.7 FM, right here on your radio dial. See you back here in just a bit.
Venimos a declarar que tú eres el único Dios verdadero. Aguas en el hueco de su mano, quien midió los cielos con su palmo, quien juntó en sus dedos todo el polvo de la tierra, quien le ha aconsejado o enseñado, tú eres mi Dios, tú eres mi Rey, tú eres mi todo, Señor, tú eres mi Dios, tú eres mi Rey, tú eres mi todo, Señor. Él está sentado sobre el trono de la tierra. Si
siempre contemplando y observando. El que a cada estrella llama por su nombre, el que con sus dedos me ha formado. Tú eres mi Dios, tú eres mi Rey, tú eres mi todo, Señor. Tú eres mi Dios, tú eres mi Rey, tú eres mi todo, Señor. Tú eres mi Dios, tú eres mi Rey, tú eres mi todo, Señor. Tú eres mi Dios, tú eres mi Rey, tú eres mi todo. Eres todo para nosotros, Señor. En un profundo reconocimiento, hoy lo declaramos, Señor, con todo nuestro corazón. Nos puede cantar, si va, Señor. Tú eres mi Dios. Damos este aplauso en reconocimiento.
santo, santo, alabar, porque grande es tu nombre, santo, 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 santo. Los ángeles cantan, santo, 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 alabar.